When you read the book of Revelation and Zechariah, you're struck by the way that John and Zechariah struggle to understand what they're seeing, and they ask questions and then they get more explanation. And those explanations are part of the visions that then we've got written down. And you think, what would have happened if they hadn't have asked? Would there have been that explanation, which is for us so critical in understanding? And here in Daniel 8, you see that particularly with Daniel. It's in several points of Daniel, but here in this chapter you see it very clearly, where he asks for understanding and then he's given it. And you see how these people desired to understand. There had to be a process of struggling for interpretation of God's word. And you see that clearly in verse 15. It happened when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision that I sought to understand it. And then there stood before me as the appearance of a man. It's clearly an angel. But just two verses earlier, an angel had asked another angel for understanding of the same vision. But it seems to me that that was Daniel's guardian angel asking a more senior angel for the interpretation of the vision, knowing that Daniel was going to ask for the interpretation. That's a classic example of God knowing what we're going to pray for before we pray for it and arranging the answers before we even ask. Then in verse 5, as I was considering, it was then revealed to him. So he considers it. And I think that that phrase is quoted by Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 7 when he says, consider what I say and the Lord give you understanding. If we don't consider, if we don't go through this struggle for interpretation, we won't get the understanding. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to be an intellectual or a smart guy. It means that you've got to desire to understand and go through that process of considering it. That's what's so important. Now, it's obvious if God is God and we are but small little humans on this earth, that we are not going to immediately understand the words of the Almighty. There must be a process of searching and seeking to understand, but then the answers are given. Not always, but the essence of the answers, as far as we need to know them, is given. And you think, well, why didn't God just give us a simple statement of what we need to know and leave it at that in clear and unambiguous language? Why all this other stuff that requires thought and interpretation? Well, I think it's because he wants to draw us closer to himself. He wants to draw us closer into personal relationship with him. And I challenge you, when was the last time you actually asked God to explain to you part of his word? When was the last time that you did that? Because this is all part of relationship. It's what happens with two people when they build a relationship. They explore each other's positions. They discuss. They ask questions. They may struggle to understand certain positions and statements and words, etc. That's normal. That is part of relationship building. If you don't have that, then your relationship is purely on a very, very low level. There is no intimacy developed. It is the struggle to understand and to enter into the sense of the communication, be it words or whatever, which is part of the relationship building. And we've got a whole book called the Bible, written in this way, inviting us further into relationship with God. But it has to be dealt with on an individual level. The old thing really is true. Read the Bible for yourself and pray to God to help you understand. If it was just a case of parroting off a statement of faith or some sort of creed, then that struggle for interpretation, that personal engagement with God, would simply not be there. And yet, that personal engagement is there exactly so that we might enter into personal relationship with him. It's not that he's playing hard to get. It's that he wants to develop an intimate relationship based on serious engagement with him. And so the Bible is an invitation for us to do that. That's why we should read it. And that's why we should consider what it says and ask him to explain it to us. Now, if on the other hand, our understanding correctly is purely a matter of our personal, intellectual, academic study, then we also, the whole process won't achieve the same end, will it? It's achieved exactly because we ask him to help us and we ask him to reveal himself to us. Without his aid in that, then it just becomes a matter of intellectual, academic, dry, theological, correct understanding, so we think. And that will not build relationship of itself. It's why you can be a theologian or have a PhD in biblical studies and still have no relationship with God. The issue is that ordinary folks like you and I can read the Bible, hear God's word, consider it, and ask him to explain it to us. And with his help, thereby is forged this personal engagement and relationship with him.